Sri Ramana Retreat 2019. Who among us can adequately describe the joy of 3 full days in which, joined together as one mind and heart, we heard of Bhagavan, sang to Bhagavan, meditated on him and his words, enjoyed his silence, and basked in the company of his devotees? In short, our days were spent swimming, swinging, and swaying, to quote a phrase of Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, in the nectar of Sri Ramana Lahari, the blissful atmosphere of Sri Ramana. On the afternoon of Sunday, January 29, 2019, the 6th annual Sri Ramana Jayanti Retreat commenced at the Hindu temple of South Florida in Tampa, with a radiantly beautiful puja attended by close to 100 votaries. Following a beautiful feast, we adjourned to the New Old Hall, where the chanting of Akshara Marnamale, Ramana Satguru, bhajans and readings united us in devotion in this blessed replica of the old hall of Sri Ramanashramam, where Sri Bhagavan, over the course of so many years, imparted his teaching of self-knowledge in words and silence. We were immersed in his grace and confirmed in his reassurance to Suri Nagama that where devotion is concerned, distance is immaterial. Each of the 3 following mornings found us gathered in the early hours before dawn, listening to the Vedas, hearing readings on Sri Bhagavan, chanting the sacred 1,000 names of Sri Lalita, and basking in his silence. Set on the Hillsborough River amid majestic oaks, the Franciscan center where our retreats have taken place offers a most serene setting for reflection, inspiration, and rejuvenation. The overseer of Arunachala Ashram in recent years, Dennis Hartle, attended a school dedicated to the memory of St. Francis as a boy, and like St. Francis, is himself a great lover of animals and the natural world. The fond recollections that we all shared of our friendship with Dennis, who recently embarked upon a time of solitary renunciation, were definitely an integral, though informal, part of our retreat. Enriching and inspiring presentations are features that we have come to look forward to. This year, devotee scholar Philip Lucas's presentation on Hindu temple architecture, with special attention to the grand ancient temples of Tiruvannamalai and Adi Annamalai, were illuminating in the extreme. Hari Murti shared his ecstatic love and deep understanding of the Tamil compositions of Bhagavan in a presentation so enthralling that its length was doubled from the scheduled 1.5 hours to 3. The devotees were and are profoundly grateful for the labor of love dedicated to these presentations so generously shared. Our New Year's Eve celebration began in the afternoon of the 31st, in the best way possible, with a return to the new old hall. Here once again, compositions by and on Sri Bhagavan arose from our hearts in song, and reflections on readings and deep silence filled our hearts. A plum tree was planted by the children present to honor the blessing of Dennis Hartle's noble friendship in our lives. New Year's Eve brought the young people their chance to shine, and shine they did. Rishibha Swaminathan chanted the Narayana and Durga Suktams with an unself-conscious musicality that inspired all. An elegantly simple play in which the young people in small groups personified the five koshas, written by Gita Bhatt and produced by Nimi Seshadri Bharadwaj, delighted all. One and all agreed that the two traditional dances portraying incidents from the lives of Sri Krishna and Sri Subramanya, presented by Hemavati Sai Bish, were nothing short of divine. It was a special joy to see friendships forming among the younger members of the families of devotees, and it is our sincere prayer that they may receive all the blessings that the grace of Bhagavan can bestow. As the midnight hour drew near, we sat in a circle and offered warm tributes to our dearest friend and inspiration, Dennis Hartle. The robust, heartfelt chants of Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala carried us into 2020, along with mutual wishes for a new year of friendship and goodwill. On New Year's Day following breakfast, Swaminathan Venkataraman spoke on the topic of the future of Arunachala Ashram. Swami emphasized that with the blessings of Bhagavan and the cooperation of devotees in New York, the ashram will continue to operate in accordance with Bhagavat and Dennis's vision, with regular practice and open doors, extending a warm welcome of friendship to all. Our deepest thanks go out to Diana Batista, Janet and David Rubinson, Mati and Dr. Sami Ratina Sami, Rohit Vedya, and the many devotees of the Tampa Sri Ramana Satsang, whose many hours of consecrated and devoted work made our joyful gathering possible. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.